So Congress has given an exemption from the electronic logging devices to livestock haulers until December 7th. At that point, they will have to move forward with some delay language that still sits in one of the unfinished appropriations bills. So if they get those bills across the finish line before the end of the year, then livestock haulers will have another ELD exemption until September 30th of 2019. So after the elections, we will spend the lame duck making sure that that language stays in there and that we get past December 7th with an exemption. The second thing we've moved to is a petition on hours of service, which is our real focus. Current hours of service are 11 hours of drive time, 14 on duty, and a 10-hour rest. Our petition simply asks for a 15-hour drive time with 16 hours of on duty and then a 10-hour rest. We base this off of an Australian model. The Australians are running those numbers, and they're doing it safely, and the data backs that up. And the only caveat that we have to give on our end of things is a little bit of fatigue management training, which I think is always an important thing to keep everybody safe on the road.
How important are these extensions? Are you able to get quite a bit of work done during these extensions?
You know, I think what we said from the beginning is that the bigger issue is fixing hours of service. I think you're seeing across the trucking industry the desire for changes to a system that maybe people feel like one size fits all doesn't work for the trucking industry that's so diverse. We are grateful for the exemptions from the ELDs, but we tell producers over and over again, eventually everyone will have to use the ELDs, and we want to get to a place where we can use them and not be racing against a clock. So what we really need to focus on is hours of service, but the ELD exemption gives us more time to work with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration to get the changes to hours of service that we need. This petition is a step in that direction. This petition, something that we've been working on with the Livestock Marketing Association, as well as fish haulers, bee haulers, and our friends over at Farm Bureau. And we have put together a solid petition that gives a little and gives us a lot. And we have the stats and numbers to back up the strong safety record of our industry.